picture yourself still for an hour in a recovery room. You're wearing a hospital gown with only a thin blanket. You're shivering a little, and on the bare white walls hangs a picture of an iceberg.
You know, once it was pointed out, the staff sort of had that same reaction, sort of a moment of laughter and then shock as they really considered what that would have been like for those patients.
Ivy Oland is an art consultant in Sioux Falls. She works with hospital administrators and staff around the region on new construction projects. She says that picture of an iceberg had been hanging in that recovery room for 20 years. She encouraged that it be taken down.
I would say in terms of old spaces, what I've actually discovered is that truly less is more in some of them, that you're better off sometimes taking away the pieces that have been put there over the decades and just allowing the space to breathe until you have the funds to appropriate the right artwork.
Now imagine having a life-threatening illness and your world is out of control. Art consultants like Ivy Oland say when done correctly, art can make a difference.
The structure, the walls, have the ability, when designed appropriately, to positively impact outcomes.
For example, Olin refers to the Sanford Children's Castle in Sioux Falls. From the outside, it looks like a fairy tale castle. Designers wanted children to feel comfortable and almost excited to go there.
On the interior of the building, however, we wanted to make sure that we weren't becoming too themey, and that, you know, we weren't taking the easy way out and just, you know, throwing castle-y stuff in there. Because an adult's idea of what belongs in a castle is probably very different than children's.
Each floor is a different imaginary land with animals more common in the Midwest. Artwork brings the stories and creatures to life on the walls.
Was that it would be bright and welcoming. And, you know, again, even within a children's hospital, we have to think about kids up to the age of 18 who will receive care there. So it couldn't be overly pediatric feeling in the sense where, you know, it may target sometimes that five-year-old age range. We really had to cover that whole spectrum. So we do have wonderful opportunities for kids' artwork to be displayed. We have kids from the community whose artwork is displayed, actually patient-made art that's displayed. And of course we had, I think we had about 24 artists who created, again, 100 and some works for that facility. And they did just a beautiful job of making it warm and child-friendly.
Olin says they also use art as a distraction. Many waiting rooms have large I Spy murals for kids to look for hidden pictures to occupy their time while they wait. Artist Mary Groth has paintings hanging in several hospitals and medical clinics around the region. She says art can heal.
What touches us in that place and moves us is going to make us better. If it lifts us up.
Groth says art can draw people into something bigger than what they are, and that's calming.
If you can learn and if you can feel at peace, and if you can feel drawn into something bigger than you or comforted, it calms you, and that lets your body heal. It lets your body rest. I mean, that's one small aspect of healing through the art.
Having a positive state of mind is an important part of the healing process, according to Dr. Jerome Freeman, a neurologist at Sanford Health.
Positive attitude because of being able to reflect and feel restoration that way, just like meditation can foster a positive attitude. Being in the presence of visual art, or being comforted by a poem or say a short story, can be restorative, I believe.
Freeman cautions that healing is not curative. There is a difference.
Obviously, any of us, if we have a medical condition, would love to be cured. But much of healing involves understanding of one's condition, sometimes acceptance of it, and really, ideally, a decision how to go forward.
Freeman says it's his goal to allow treatments to push a condition to the background so the patient can live life and their illness becomes secondary. Medical professionals and administrators have begun to shift their thinking to better incorporate the arts in healing. More attention is being made to the environment. Gone are the icebergs in white-walled recovery rooms. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland.